From Hollywood.
From Hollywood. Welcome to the Rat's Ass Podcast with Mojo Elliott.
Well, I could be wrong, but wasn't Jesus supposed to return to Earth on Tuesday? Is anybody missing any relatives? From the Mojo Studio on Sunset and Vine, who is up for another action-packed adventure?
Let's do it.
Here's what's on tap on the wrap. Jimmy's back, but for how long? It's going to take about 107 days for this pain to go away. What's the first thing you grab when you're having a little hissy fit and you're not getting your way? Guess who got a spanking on Tuesday? We'll tell you about it. Google and YouTube, they have some explaining to do too. Another round of head traumas on the way. We're bringing back the secret sound for one day only. Until we do it next time. Plus our usual lunacy and loose behavior, including weird, wacky, and ridiculous people. That's what's happening today on the Rat's Ass Podcast for Wednesday, September 24th. Thanks for pressing play. Appreciate it. Well, I celebrated another birthday yesterday. And, you know, as you get older, they're just another day. No big deal. You just let me be me. Let me just have my day. Now, I have to admit, I do miss birthdays when I was a kid. The cake, the ice cream, all the friends hanging around, the noogies, the Indian burns, the cash and prizes, the cards, the letters from Grandma and Grandpa that always went to the wrong address. Yeah, oh, it was fun when we were kids. But I did get a lot of nice birthday texts, emails from family and friends, so I'd like to thank them for their kindness and their well wishes. I'd also like to thank my Cincinnati Reds for the nice 4-2 loss to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Thanks, guys, for coming through for me on my day. Now, I need your help with this one. I'm looking for somebody who can help me mount my TV over the fireplace. So if you're in the L.A. area, and I know there's several people who listen from L.A., please send me the name of a guy who does this so I can get it done, because I'm having a major problem with my Great Dane Legba. He's now decided that every time he sees our slumlord Governor Gavin Newsom on the screen, he mounts it and tries to hump Gavin in the face. Now, my Kleenex bill's going to have to go up. All right, let's get into the wrap today. All right, as you might have heard, Jimmy Kimmel returned last night.
But I do want to make something clear, because it's important to me as a human, and that is, you understand that it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man.
In that moment, I really felt for Jimmy. I really did. Here he is crying, tears going down his eyes, and he's all alone out there, man. He's all alone. And I'm thinking, where's Guillermo? Jimmy needs a hug and a tissue right now. Don't leave the guy hanging like that. It's a really lonely place to be on stage in front of 105 people. All right, you might have not heard this yet, but Kamala Harris has a new book out called 107 Days. Now, I'm not sure if that's how many days she's been sober or how long we're going to have to listen to her whine about losing the election, but there is some good news in all of this. We'll have her book to help keep our fireplaces lit this winter, and that's a good thing. Ryan Ruth, the second assassin who tried to gun down President Trump last September, was found guilty on all counts by a jury yesterday. The odd thing about this is that Ruth actually tried to be his own lawyer. They say, never do this, never do this. But he tried to sway the jury by saying he was actually a nice guy and was holding a peaceful protest because he never fired the weapon. And now that's because he was spotted by Secret Service. But the odder part is, when the verdict was read, Ruth tried to stab himself in the neck with a pen. But they wrestled him down before he could ever break skin. But isn't that par for the course, though, when you think about it? When you're rushed and need a pen like right now, you can never find one that works. President Trump gave the United Nations a really good talking to yesterday. I'd say it was kind of a spanking. Just to sum it up for you, he said, war, what is it good for? And all the other world leaders stood up and said, absolutely nothing. Of course, I'm just kidding about that, but conspiracy did arise from the event, because when Trump started up the escalator, him and Melania, the escalator broke, and they had to walk up the escalator hand in hand to get to the top. So they were thinking, oh, he's going to be out of breath when he has to give a speech. And when he did give the speech, the teleprompter went down. He was 0 for 2 on the day. First thing in the morning, this is what he's dealing with. But this did lead to some saying, oh, the Democrats are behind it. They're trying to make Trump look bad on the world stage, but I'm not buying it. Are you buying it? I'm not buying it, because the Democrats aren't that damn clever. All right, Google put out a statement yesterday saying the Biden administration forced them to suppress conservatives' opinions during COVID. This led to Google pushing information we know now to be true down the search pipe, and they ended up banning several people who had YouTube accounts. Google now says they're going to make it right. All the folks that lost their Google account, they're going to reestablish them for you, which is nice 4 years later when it's harder than hell to grow a subscriber base, but at least they're going to try and make it right. Now, I personally had 3 Twitter accounts suppressed before Elon bought it and changed it to X. Yeah. The first 2, I probably deserved. You listen to this podcast. You're probably, yeah, you deserved it, sucker. Yeah, but not this one. One was a sports tweet. Anthony Davis, who played for the Lakers at the time, was oft injured. And he was coming off an injury, and I posted a tweet that simply said, Anthony Davis will return to the Lakers lineup tonight. When Coach Ham is ready to put him in the game, he'll say, ... Then I posted a meme from Pulp Fiction that said, bring out the gimp. Bring out the gimp. And they flushed me for it. I appealed, and they still left me flushed. Ah, that really ticked me off. I didn't go back to the platform again until Elon picked it up. Changed it to X. I mean, I stayed away from that platform like a Republican stay away from the Ivy League. Oh, boy. All right, Fleabag, that's my get. I'll take it. Mojo Studio, go.
What's the difference between Batman and a black man?
I give up.
What? Batman can go out at night without Robin.
It's okay, we're not black, so we can play that.
We can?
Here is Mojo Elliott with Rat Sports.
All right, the New York Yankees are in the playoffs. They beat the Chicago White Sox last night to clinch it. The final wild card spot is still up for grabs. In the National League, the Mets beat the Cubs, came from behind. They're now a game up on Cincinnati and Arizona with 5 games to go. In the WNBA playoffs, Phoenix beat Minnesota, even that series up at a game apiece. Las Vegas beat Indiana, that series also tied up at a game apiece. Game 3 for both series takes place on Friday night. Week 4 of the NFL season is upon us, and Thursday night football action, we've got Seattle playing Arizona. Both teams are 2-1. My Week 4 picks will be posted tonight by 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, on the blog at ratsasspodcast.com. All right, check in the chat box. This is where you can send your sports questions at ratsasspodcast.com. Jack Sparks from Rolling Hills, California said, I saw in your X feed where your fantasy team is 0-3. How do you plan to pull out of that one? Yeah, we're 0-3. The Dirty Rats, my Dirty Rats, are 0-3. You know, it's hard to dig out of an 0-2, let alone an 0-3, because it's only a 14-game league, you know. And I can probably still make the top 4, get into the playoffs, and win the money. But, yeah, last week I blew it, man. I benched Cortland Sutton because he had such a bad week in Week 2, and I was kind of gun-shy after Joe Burrow sunk Week 1 and 2. I also dropped the Vikings defense and picked up the Chargers. Oh, God. Sutton picked up 23 points. Vikings defense picked up 30 points. Had I not made that move, I would have won and been 1-2 right now. So, yes, I'm in a lot of trouble, a lot of problems right now with the Dirty Rats. Paul Macy, Tempe, Arizona. Why do you think the Phoenix Suns are rebuilding? We picked up Mark Williams and Dylan Brooks to go with Devin Booker and Grayson Allen. I think we'll be competitive. I don't think you will be. Mark Williams was the guy the Lakers rescinded their trade with Dalton Connect. This guy gets injured more than Anthony Davis, for crying out loud. Brooks, great pickup. Great pickup. But that's your depth. You don't have any depth in Phoenix. So I think you're going to have a long season. And that is sports for you today on The Wrap.
Rat's Ass Podcast. Head trauma.
All right, today we're bringing it back. You said, hey, when were you going to play the secret sound again? So I decided to listen to you and bring it back, the secret sound. Listen close and tell me what you think this is. All right, one more time. All right, here's your clue. Women should be very afraid. Women should be very afraid. All right, take a while and think about it. We'll get the answer for you coming up here soon on the podcast.
It's time for some loose behavior on the Rat's Ass Podcast.
All right, let's get into some weird, wacky, and ridiculous people for you today. Poor Charlie J from Panama City, Florida, was down on his luck. And he needed to find some steady income real quick. But he came up with this crazy idea that said, you know what? I bet you I can assume the identity of dead people and get their Social Security check sent to me. So he went into action. That's what he did. He tried to fool the Social Security Administration. What Charlie didn't count on, though, unfortunately, is he didn't realize funeral homes notify the Social Security Administration upon someone's death. So you're probably wondering, what happened to poor Charlie? Well, Charlie is now pressing license plates for 50 cents an hour at the state penitentiary in Florida. Well, hey, he wanted a steady income, though, right? And I think he got one.
Hey, heads up. Here comes your celebrity cheese.
As Kim Kardashian said in French Vogue magazine when she was married to Kanye West, he made her throw out her entire wardrobe, including 250 pairs of her favorite shoes, because he said she had poor fashion taste. Apparently, Kanye went out, bought her all this new stuff, and she was happy. But did you know Kim's discarded panties are still used today by hand gliders all over Southern California? It's true. Go to any beach. Any beach, Palos Verdes Peninsula, you check those hand gliders out there, they're probably using Kim's panties. You think I'm kidding? Okay, I know you've been dying to find out about this one. Morning show star Jennifer Aniston's favorite comfort food. I got a visual there I can't get rid of. I'm sorry. But it's not food, it's foods for Jen. When she needs a pick-me-up, she grabs a pizza, maybe some burgers. Sometimes she even picks up Mexican food, probably when she's alone. But you see, it just goes to show you, she's just like us. Two-time Dancing with the Who in the Hell Is That champion, Jenna Johnson says she's having a very difficult time with her partner, Corey Feldman, who is 54. Now, she claims it's not his age, but his lack of ability and work ethic is what's causing the problem. But you see, Jenna, here's the deal. Feldman comes from the "Don't you know who I am?" generation. And that's where they show up expecting just to get paid. Hey, where's my check? A source close to the Coldplay couple, Andy Byron and Kristen Cabot, were caught, you know, the two caught on the kiss cam a couple of months ago. You remember these two, right? They lost their jobs. It was a big to-do. Well, this source says they were just really good friends, and they had a really close working relationship. They were not having an affair. Are you buying it? Are you going, sure, just like me? Well, you know what happens when anybody pulls my middle leg. That I am. And this one's going to hurt just a little bit. Britney Spears has now been single for 217 days.
Who gives a rat's ass?
Rat's Ass Podcast. Email from our Gmail.
All right, as you know, I do not read your email in advance. My producer, Fleabag, who we're calling Fleasus, as he grows a beard and looks like Jesus, he forwards me your name, where you're from, and rewrites them so I can read them rapid fire and on the fly. And no topic is ever off the table. Jeff W., Toledo, Ohio. He said, did you see where George Clooney said he thinks when Trump is gone, out of office, the MAGA movement will cease to exist? Well, here's the deal. You know, the Republicans are pretty much MAGA now, so that's like saying the Republican Party is going to go away. I don't think that's going to happen. And apparently George wasn't paying attention to Sunday's service with Charlie Kirk either. That's only going to get bigger over the next 3 years, too. Denise D., Scarsdale, New York. You haven't brought up Zoran Mamdani recently. Are you done speaking about him? No, I'm not done speaking about him. Only if you ask me like you are now. Since you brought him up, I will, though. How's that? We're about 6 weeks away from New York collecting a 33-year-old failed rapper and turd sauce salesman to usher in communism, wink, wink, socialism into America. And the bottom line is this. I really think it's a slap in the face of every dead American soldier because they gave their lives so we'd never see communism rise in America. And New Yorkers are going to sell America out for the promise of free transit, free childcare, and a few government-operated grocery stores. When you think about it, that's all it took in our nation's history of almost 250 years to sell out America. Chad B., Bellingham, Washington. Are you concerned about a government shutdown and what it will do to our economy? Sure, I'm concerned. We haven't had one since 2018 into 2019. There was 35 days towards the end of the year. Nobody noticed because they were having their Christmas dinner. But the Democrats are asking for billions in spending for illegals to pay for their health care. And again, wink, wink, our voting base in the future. And I'm saying hell no to this. If you got to shut it down, shut it down. I'm tired of hearing Chuck Schumer and Akeem Jeffries say Trump is trying to cut medical insurance for the American people, when what they're really saying is illegals. And it's getting a little ridiculous and shady because they're always lumping illegals in, the illegal freeloaders that bum-rushed our border, calling them the American people. Jaden H., Durango, Colorado. I've been dating this girl for 2 years, and I'm thinking about getting engaged for Christmas. Can I ask how long you knew your wife before you got married? Well, I met my wife in May, asked her to marry me in September, and we were married the next March. 10 months altogether, and it's been 39 years. So I'm telling you, go get that ring, boy. Go get it. Nothing less than a carrot, though. and good luck to you. Let me know how it goes. Darren Y., Elko, Nevada said, how do you know where people from other countries listen from? I never hear their names. No, you don't, and that's a good question. The company that hosts my podcast offers a global heat map that tells me where everybody listens from in the United States and globally. Now, the only way I know names is if you contact me specifically through, you know, Rat Nation or online chat, maybe email. Otherwise, I just see the city and state or country that you're from. Christine O., La Crosse, Wisconsin, said, you rarely tell stories about your family or the radio hijinks you got into. Do you ever plan to start telling them again? Because I really enjoyed them. Well, I'm glad you did. We're getting into the silly season. I have to tell you, most of my family memories are wrapped around the holidays. You know, the other 10 months out of the year, it was just, you know, business as usual for the family, most families. But yeah, I'll be happy to tell a few during the holidays that come to mind. As for the radio hijink stories, those are by request only. And again, since you asked, here's one that I just popped into my head. When Lister would call me to make request songs, I would record them, and I'd kind of ask them innocent questions and take their answers and make dirty phone calls out of them. Yeah, I had listened to an old what we call air checks a couple of weeks ago where I found one of these. Had totally forgot about doing this, but for an example, if a girl called to request a song, I would always talk to them, get to know the listeners a little bit, and I would say, so what are you doing tonight? And she might say, well, I'm just hanging out with my boyfriend. Then I might say, oh, well, do me a favor. Describe a baseball bat for me. And be like, what? Yeah, just tell me what your thoughts are. I give you a baseball bat, you know, and I might put something on the air. And they say, oh, okay. And she would describe it. And I would take that answer, and the call would sound something like this. Hi, who's this?
It's Tina.
What are you doing tonight, Tina?
I'm relaxing with my boyfriend, listening to you on the radio.
Well, would you mind describing your boyfriend for us, Tina?
Well, it's long, it's hard, and round.
That's just about enough of that.
Then you would hear something like that. All right, here is today's Kiss Me, Kill Me email. This is where you tell me what you like and dislike about the Rat's Ass podcast. You love it or you hate it. Chuck R. from Salt Lake City, Utah says, I like that you don't sugarcoat things and aren't afraid to go for the jugular at the risk of losing listeners. The same goes for X. Yeah, I'm just that kind of guy. You know, when you reach my age, you just feel like I don't give a rat's ass about anything, and I'm just going to be me. What he hates about the podcast is I'm disappointed you dropped the dumbass awards on the blog. They were funny and well-deserved. Please bring them back. Well, I dropped them because I wasn't getting any real feedback from those. You know, on the blog, I get feedback on every category, regardless if it's, you know, current events, music, sports, all of it. But nobody was ever saying, hey, yeah, that guy deserved this or that girl deserved that. I wasn't getting any feedback. But since you didn't feedback then, you're feeding back now. I'll take it under advisement. All right. If you have any questions, observations, or comments, send them to my producer, Fleabag, at ratsasspodcast@gmail.com. The more outrageous and salacious, the better. And by the way, if you want your political comments or your political questions, observations, that's where you need to do it now, in the email.
Rat's Ass Podcast. Head trauma.
All right, we brought back the secret sound as part of today's action-packed adventure. Did you figure it out? Here's the sound one more time. Listen close. All right, the clue was women should be very afraid. If you said a bottle of Tylenol,
yeah, baby.
You got it right. But if you missed it, go see a doctor about your head trauma and get well soon. All right, it's time for me to get out of here. I'm having my scrotum dry shave today with a rusty dull razor just for kicks. But I do have one more thing for you. Did you know if you eat an orange before you work out, it can not only help hydrate you, this is very interesting, it prevents your muscles from getting sore.
Do you know what happens when you stick a banana in your butt?
No, Alexa, what happens?
Try it and find out. You'll be pleasantly surprised.
No, I don't think I'm going to be sticking a banana in my butt for your enjoyment just to please you, okay? What? Here, try this one out instead. Yeah, try that banana. Why don't you? All right, welcome to Rat Nation. Just put her on mute. Devin Ware of Fort Worth, Texas. John Forsyth, Raleigh, North Carolina. And Ivan Van Horn of Conway, Arkansas. Peg Merriman of Sausalito, California. And in case you didn't know this, if you're not a member of Rat Nation yet, no shout out for you. And around the world to listeners in Florence, Italy, Listeners in La Palma, Spain, and Hamilton, New Zealand, thanks for listening to the Rat's Ass Podcast.
Now's your chance to be one of the few and the loud. Join Rat Nation at ratsasspodcast.com. Membership does have its rewards, you know.
All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the Rat's Ass Podcast. Go to ratsasspodcast.com to get the entire Rat's Ass Podcast experience. You can listen to podcasts, rock out on Rat's Ass Rock TV, read the blog that's loaded with a lot of hot topicality. Plus, you can still join Rat Nation without having to qualify and connect with us on the socials. We'll do this again on Friday. Kick off the weekend on September 26th. Take care of each other, and thanks for stopping by the Rat's Ass Podcast.
The conversation continues between podcasts on X and ratsasspodcast.com. ratsasspodcast.com.